Good morning. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning in spite of the challenges we're facing right now with coronavirus. It's been a challenging week for many people, and I pray that you are not anxious but trusting God in these difficult times. I also pray that we may thank God for keeping us alive this far, and that we may be grateful for what we have in terms of just friendship, relationship with God and with other people. Today, I want to talk about how to grow in difficult times. It can be scary to be alive at this time, and you can be overcome by fear. Fear can paralyze your thinking. You can be overcome by anxiety. You can be overcome just by even being around people. That can create anxiety. Going to work can create anxiety. Going to the mall or going to get anything from anywhere can create anxiety because you're afraid of what if I can catch a disease. That's not a good way to live at all. Proverbs 27:12 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." I am not suggesting that we become careless in the name of God and just do anything and anything, but rather be prudent. In otherwise, we will follow God, the guidelines that the government is putting out, the county is putting out. But also, we need to be in a place where while we're doing this, we are faithful, we're not fearful, so that we're not stressed out, anxious, and we can work well. In other words, we are now in a construction area. When you walk through a construction area, it would be prudent to wear a hard hat at a construction site. Just in case a brick falls, you are at least protected. In the same way, we are now taking precautions for not meeting together as a congregation so that we can take precautions not to pass on the virus for without unintended plans as we get together. However, I understand that that being said, we're still meeting in house churches, and I pray that we're prudent as we do that as well. But we don't need to be so petrified to a point of not being able to just operate as human beings and live our lives. So let's be wise as we do that and take on personal decisions, but not anxious, fearful, but wise and prudent. So my first point today about us growing during this time of just troubles or just overcoming fear, let's start by just the first point I want to talk about is pray about every situation. In Philippians 4, verse 4 through 6, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let's not be anxious. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be evident to all." That can only happen because you're trusting God. There's no way you can be calm if you're not trusting God. You're going to get frazzled, anxious, just a lot of negative thoughts can take over. The Lord is near. He's not far. That's why we got to spend time praying, asking Him to hear us, spend time in the Word. That helps us to see how to go through this stuff. That is just getting everybody very anxious, whether you're going to the malls or whether it's where it's just the neighbors seem calm, but not all of them. And so you have to really pray about this so that you are not being part of the problem, but you're being wise as you, whether you're instructing people or going to work or whether you're helping others that are around you or whether it's your family just taking care, older parents, praying for them, people that have diseases that may be predisposed to being overrun by this coronavirus. Let's pray for everyone in the congregation, in our families, with friends, so that God may protect them. And let's do this with thanksgiving, as the Bible says. But we should thank Him at the same time. But in every situation, prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Once you've done that, we need to trust that God will take care of it. At some point, you can only do what you can do. Then give it to God. Otherwise, you're going to get so anxious trying to control every little thing. You'll get so anxious, you will not be able to do anything with yourself. My prayer is that we will get to a place where we are trusting God to do what He needs to do, and that He will take care of this, that we pray that this will not be get so worse here in Gwinnett or in Atlanta or the whole country, United States, and indeed in Europe. I know China is beginning to come out of it a little bit. Just to pray that God will really contain it, and those that have lost their loved ones will be comforted by Him, and those that are sick will recover. That's part of prayer, and there's a lot we can pray about at this moment to keep us busy and just focused on God. Don't let your fear of what could happen make nothing happen. In other words, sometimes you have so much fear you're paralyzed. You can hardly do anything. You can't take care of anyone. You can't even take care of yourself. Yeah, you can't take care of people that are struggling. You cannot take care of your children. It just becomes a nightmare. But if we love each other, we will be able to just be there for one another. Even those that are sneezing around us, we will admonish them and make sure that we're doing the right things. And hopefully we're doing the right stuff in terms of how we do it, and not scare people in the name of jokes or just be. This is not a time to play around, but it's also a time to still be faithful and not be fearful. It's not a time to be careless, but it's a time to be prudent as we do it. But prayer is powerful. We've got to pray about our feelings, pray about our thoughts and other things that we've got to talk about briefly. So having said that, let's also go to the next thing I want to talk about. Is we've got to watch our thoughts. We've all heard about the adage that if you watch your thoughts, you essentially take care of a lot of issues in terms of emotion, your destiny, and other things that you may behave like. Thoughts are powerful. They can change how you feel in your body. They can change how you see things. And whether the thoughts are real or not, they'll still change how you see things. But Philippians 4:8 gives us advice, and God's word says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. There is a lot that God can do and use us in these difficult times. I mean, the first century Christians went through plagues and stuff like that, and they did amazingly well. We're not the only ones to face this kind of a situation. But we've got to watch our thoughts. Are we thinking of what's noble as we are in the neighborhood? What's noble at our workplace? What's noble as we drive around and go for shopping? Hopefully you're done with shopping, but if you're not, what's noble as you do that? Whatever is right. What's right, given all the things we've been, the advice we're receiving from the county, from the government? We've got to do what's right. Whatever is pure, think about that. Let's not judge every little person that's sniffling. Let's not get so critical and so angry at people that are going through sinuses and other issues. Are going to have a rough time, because if you just sneeze, everybody is thinking, why are you around us and you got this coronavirus going on? And sometimes it has nothing to do with that other than the fact that we've got ourselves pollen coming right now. The pollen count is on. And so be pure as you think about people, but still take your precautions. Whatever is lovely, how to treat people, whether they are unwell, they're well, you're not sure, how can you treat them in a lovely way? Whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent, praiseworthy, think about such things. Our thoughts are powerful. They can take us in dark places, destroy us totally, or they can lift us high, give us clarity, get trusting in God, and help us to see that this is not the end of the world. There's a lot of going on, but God is still with us. We can learn a lot about ourselves at this moment. We can grow out of fear, get out of fear, get more faithful. This is a test of faith. It's not a time to give in to all fear-mongering stories and just spreading rumors. Let's be factual in how we think. let's trust God in where we're going with this. That is how you handle this kind of stuff that is happening to us. Coronavirus has been in China, it's been in Europe, it's coming our way. And I think it's time for us now, it's here with us, it's time for us to really be wise as we go forward, but also be trusting in God, not taken over by fear to a point where we're just not functional and losing joy at every corner we turn. You know, both faith and fear might sail into your harbor, but it's your harbor and you decide who gets to drop an anchor. That harbor is your mind, your thoughts. All that's coming your way. You're going to have faithful thoughts and fearful thoughts. You decide, though, who's going to drop the anchor and sit in your brain. Because if you let fear sit there, it's going to change everything. If you let faith stay there, it's going to change everything to glorify God. That is what we have to be careful. So we got to have some memory scriptures. We got to have good conversations. We got to, yes, have great observations and be careful about our health, but still be faithful, trusting God. And realize that God has given us life this far. And so we can still be thankful, be grateful, and at the same time, keep our spirits high. This is where we can overcome slight, you know, simple infections. If we're depressed and so downcast, the slightest infection can come away and overrun our bodies. But if we are faithful, surely we can overcome a lot of this stuff. Don't be afraid about your future. That's a huge thing. This has created such a panic because, the truth be told, is business is slowing down, commerce is being interrupted, stock exchange is not going where it should be, the 401ks are suffering. Different things are going to get a bit of a knockdown. This is temporal. This is not going to be permanent. God's going to work this one out. We're going to get out of it eventually. In the meantime, how do we go through it? Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This is when our belief in the scripture is tested. We know it. May have read it many times. Is it our conviction? Is it something we believe and walk by, live by, engaged by? Or is this something we just say, well, it's a good idea, but my reality is, man, I don't even know where I'm going to be in the next 2 months. We've got to pray for this to unify us, to unify our companies, to unify people, to help each other, the companies to take care of the employees, to work together with one another, to turn people around. This is the time to truly, truly, truly be focused on God, to let God lead us, so that God may show us what to do and to have hope, not to give up hope. Because without hope, then we are dead. We've got to have hope in God. God has a plan to take care of everyone, to take care of you, to take care of just all that are struggling. God has a plan. It's important for you to really stick with it and not give up and understand that this is a growth opportunity. But you grow in trusting in God. You grow in just that God has a plan for your future. When you do that, God will take care of you. But keep the connections, keep the friendships, keep the conversation going within the disciples. I'm sure you need to do that with a workplace. I'm sure you may be working from home. But keep the connections. That's important. In doing that, it takes you trusting in God. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7 says, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him." The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. Where are you running to right now? Are you running to God? Where are you running to right now? I hope you're not running to all the destructive behaviors of life, but you're running to God. You're not running to pornography. You're not running to all the stuff that we run to when we are stressed out. This is the time to trust God. It's important that you trust God in this time. Trusting God keeps you humble. Trusting God keeps you peaceful. Trusting God keeps you joyful. Trusting God keeps you calm. Trusting God makes you know that, or keeps you knowing that God has a plan. He'll take care of this eventually. Meanwhile, do your best. It doesn't mean you do nothing. Do your best to take care of your family. Do your best to take care of your responsibilities at work, at home, whether it's finances. Do your best to make the food go longer. And all the stuff that we have to do to just, whether it's water, to take care of that, take care of that. But trust God as you're doing all that. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds our future, and that's God. And He's never let us down. He's faithful. He takes care of us. I pray that God will really encourage you this time, and I pray that you never give up on God. And just remember this, this is the God of Adam and Eve, Abraham and Isaac, a God that sent Jesus to die for us on the cross, the God that took care of Daniel when he was stuck with fire. This is the God that took care of Joseph in jail, in the cistern. This is a God that has done so much. So we don't know where this is going, but we can trust that God is in charge, and He'll take care of it as we go along, step by step. Finally, God asks us not to fear or be dismayed. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you with my right hand. God says that don't be dismayed. He's going to hold us with His right hand. It's important to ask yourself another question. Is it possible that you're so fearful to a point where you can hardly hear God? I pray that you start hearing God right now. He's saying, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God will. So in these times when the whole world is very anxious and running and wondering what will happen, we can pray, we can stay in contact, talk to one another, encourage one another, stay safe, follow instructions. But at the same time, don't get overly fearful to a point where you're paralyzed and you're doing nothing. Stay faithful, and God will watch over you. God bless you. Bye.